SRN News. I'm Keith Peters. Reporting in the wake of Listeria and E. coli outbreaks, is the country's food supply safe?
From Boar's Head deli meat and waffles to McDonald's quarter pounders, this year's illness outbreaks and food recalls may have Americans wondering whether there are new risks in the food supply. Donald Schaffner is a food science expert at Rutgers University.
You see this Listeria outbreak. There was a Listeria waffle recall. There's this outbreak. And I don't think they're an indication that the sky is falling. I think they're probably just either coincidence and or the CDC doing a really good job of finding these problems for us.
The FDA says the country ranks near the top for food safety. I'm Shelley Adler.
A new song from country music group Thompson Square in Nashville is generating interest across the political spectrum. It's a patriotic anthem with the title Make America Great Again. Singer-songwriter Kiefer Thompson says he's not a political person at heart, but with everything at stake in the November 5th election, he felt he could no longer sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, I've always been told, hey, you're going to alienate a lot of your audience if you do something like that, if you speak up, if you speak your mind and tell the world your opinions. At this point, man, I just can't live with myself. I can't look at my 8-year-old son, who's very patriotic. We live in the greatest nation. I love this country. I think we live in the greatest country in the world. And even at its worst, it's still better than being somewhere else.
The video version of Make America Great Again can be seen on YouTube, and the song itself is now up everywhere music downloads are available. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 138. The S&P 500 advanced 12, and oil down to $70.48 a barrel. This is SRN News. Baltimore is teaming up with Planned Parenthood. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The city is spending $15 million taxpayer dollars on a new sex ed program for the public schools that is being provided by the nation's largest abortion business. It's called You Choose, and the website for the program includes information on how to obtain an abortion and or puberty-blocking drug so a child can live as the opposite sex. Parents, clergymen, and some lawmakers are expressing outrage about You Choose, but Baltimore officials are so far undeterred. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report finds that women living in states with abortion bans obtained the procedure in the second half of 2023 at about the same rate as before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report by the Society of Family Planning finds that women in states with bans traveled out of state or had prescription abortion pills mailed to them. This is SRN News. The average mortgage rate has risen again to its highest level in nearly 3 months.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.54%. After climbing 4 weeks in a row, it's now at the highest level in nearly 3 months. Just last month, the average rate had been at a 2-year low of 6.08%. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the yield on U.S. 10-year Treasury bonds, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Bond yields have risen in recent weeks following hotter-than-expected economic data. I'm Alex Vega.
A U.S. district judge ruled in favor of the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust case against Tapestry and Capri Holdings and has halted the merger of the two luxury fashion companies. The judge noted the two companies are close competitors and that the merger would result in the loss of head-to-head competition. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.